This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John. How are you guys doing? Hope you guys are having a fantastic and productive week. As always, I'm very excited to be talking to you guys. And again, I apologize for not really sticking to the schedule. I can't tell you guys how busy I have been at work. And I will continue to be extremely busy until about mid-October. But I'm trying very, very hard to keep up with the workload at the office and to come on every other week and talk to you guys. And hopefully the beginning of next year, I'm going to go back to talking to you guys once a week. So today's topic, what we're going to discuss is we are going, I'm calling this episode, the name of the episode is Tread Carefully. And what do I mean by that? So, you know, this year I saw something happen that I haven't really seen happen in my entire professional career. And that is the amount of audits that are taking place on businesses from just about every single direction. And for those of you that don't know or haven't been audited, being audited is probably one of the worst things that can happen. And it's very stressful. And it's very bad because what comes out of it is usually you owing the government or the state agency or whoever it is that's auditing you, and we're going to talk about who these people are in just a minute. Usually you come out of it owing money. And on top of the money, you come out being very stressed. A lot of people sometimes have to hire an attorney to take care of it. So that's additional money spent on the money that you're going to owe for the audit. Now, that's kind of what led me to kind of talk to you guys, because I've been seeing it at a very, very high rate. And let's just put it this way. Last year, the government gave out a lot of money. For those of you that know, they gave out the Payroll Protection Plan, the PPP. They gave out the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, the EIDL. They gave out grants. They gave out everything. And you know what? They just have to get it back one way or another. And they know that if they crack the whip and they start digging, they will find a lot of business owners that are underreporting or exaggerating and or fabricating expenses and deductions. And that's how they're gonna get that money they gave out basically back. So again, I want to recap. The IRS can audit you, and the IRS can audit you on your personal income. They can audit you on your entity. They can audit you on payroll, okay? They want to make sure that you're paying employees correctly when it comes to payroll. And again, you must abide by all the payroll rules. I think we had an episode on payroll. I forget which number it is, but you can go through and see which one it is and listen to it. They can audit your corporation. And how they audit your corporation is because a corporation deducts expenses. And they'll come in and they'll say, prove these expenses to us. And the burden is for you on you to prove it. In other words, if you said your rent was $36,000 a year, you have to be able to substantiate and show that, in fact, your rent was $36,000 a year. If you said your phone bill was, you know, $300 a year, or your utilities or whatever it is, you have to be able to show that. And a lot of people, okay, exaggerate those numbers or fabricate them, just completely make them up. So that's how they can audit your entity, whether it's an LLC or corporation. They can audit you on your personal income, okay? And that's through taking deductions that weren't, you know, that you weren't really supposed to take. So I want to go back to something they can do when they audit corporations and LLC. One thing they look at is the gross receipts. The gross receipts are your gross sales. They want to make sure that you reported every single dollar you made. So it's very, very important that this is an area you really don't mess with. So in other words, if you know, if your business grossed $236,000 a year, you need to make sure that all, you know, 12 months of deposits and sales and all 12 months add up. So again, they can come and ask to see that. Also, the EDD can audit you. The EDD is the branch that handles the state payroll side. And again, they're doing the same thing the IRS would be doing. They're coming in, okay? They're checking to see if you are, in fact, paying employees correctly. Paying employees correctly is probably the biggest thing that you have to get correct. If you don't, you are really opening yourself up to a lot of problems, because it's not only the government that you have to worry about, but you have to worry about another attorney suing you. You have to worry about that employee going out and lawyering up and hiring another attorney to sue you because you did not pay them correctly. And believe me, this is an area I have tons of experience with, and you will lose. Most of the time, the employer loses, okay, because the law is so lopsided and it's in the employee's favor, at least in the state of California. Everything we talk about is the state of California. So in the state of California, the employees completely have all the rights, and the employer really doesn't have any rights. So keeping documentation, paying them correctly, this is all very, very big. It's huge. If there's one thing I want you to get correctly, is how to pay your employees. And again, I repeat, I did an episode on this, on how to pay. Go back, listen to it, please. I urge you to listen to it as many times until you get it. You can also be audited from the CDTFA, California Department of Tax and Fee Administration. These are the guys that handle sales tax. If you're in the service business, don't worry about this. But if you are selling a product, selling anything where you buy, you collect sales tax, then this is something you have to worry about. And if you're that type of business that collects sales tax, I would say this is the second biggest thing. You have to report your taxable sales exactly for what they are to the CDTFA, the state of California. If you don't, they will come, they will audit you, they will find out that you underreported, they will go back, they will charge you, and then on top of that, it's penalties, it's interest, and it adds up real quick. And all of a sudden, you can have a $100,000 problem, $200,000 problem. I have a client right now that has a $1.8 million problem. It's a big business, okay? And they underreported. And the CDTFA did an audit. And they're going to owe a lot of money. I'm trying to do everything I can, but I don't perform magic, right? I have to do what's available to me. I have parameters, right? So I can't do magic for these folks. And all I was thinking to myself is like, wow. I mean, if these people had just done things a little better, had done it right, they would have avoided this whole mess. Now, I told you what not to do, but now I want to talk to you about what it is you can do so that you can minimize these issues. There's two things you need to do for sure. If you got employees on payroll, you need to hire a payroll company. Do not do your own payroll. Look, I get it. You don't want to spend additional money to have somebody do this service. But this is very important and it needs to be done correctly because it's not just generating the payroll. There's quarterly filings to the IRS and to the state that have to happen every quarter. And you need a professional, a payroll company to help you do this. I'm all for saving money. And I get it. Everything hits the bottom line. And I've taught you guys that, you know, we need to save. We need to watch that profit and loss for our business. But this is not the area where you should try and save money. Give your payroll needs to an outside payroll company and have them do it because chances are they will do it correctly. That's one thing. The other thing is have an outside accountant doing your books for the business. In other words, someone that's going to reconcile the bank account, okay? And if you pay sales tax, they're going to pay your sales tax and make sure everything is in order. Invest in an accountant, invest in a payroll company. By doing these two things, I promise you, you will reduce the amount of accidents, errors, whatever it is you want to call it. Not doing these two things, though, allows for mistakes to happen. Sometimes people think they're doing it the right way. The way they're doing it is the right way, but it's not. So get help. This is, I would say, you know, cut from another area. Try to save from another area and try to spend on this area. Hire a payroll company to do your payroll. Hire an accounting firm to do your monthly accounting. And there's a lot of benefits to hiring an accounting firm to do your monthly accounting. I don't want to get into them all right now. Obviously, today I'm saying that the benefit there for our specific topic today is that you will be in compliance. And that's the main thing. I've said this, I think, episode 1 or 2. My goal is to teach you guys how to be in compliance with your business, because if you are not in compliance, you will struggle, you will pay a lot of money, and potentially you may have to shut down your doors. And I don't want to see that happen to anyone, because I know that you guys have worked hard to get to where you are, and I don't want to see anyone lose their business for that type of reason. And like I mentioned, there's other benefits to having your books being done by an outside firm, but we can discuss those perhaps in a different topic. So again, just so that you guys know, audits are at their highest level. Tread carefully, be careful, be cognizant to what's happening. All these agencies I mentioned have hired extra staff so that they can start to go after businesses, very heavy over the next year, 2 and 3. So I expect that 2022 will be worse than 21, and 23 worse than 22, and so on. And I expect this to continue to happen probably for the next 3 or 4 years. So here you go. You have it now. I hope you listen to this and take my advice. And if you don't have an accountant, hire one. If you don't have a payroll company, hire one. Make sure that you are not under-reporting your figures, your expenses, your deductions. Make sure you're not exaggerating, fabricating any expenses. Report the right figures, please. This is not an area for you to mess around in at all. So I think I kind of hit that hard. And hopefully you guys will, take my advice and go out and do some of these things. I would like to see that all you guys do all of it and follow it to the T. I also want you to listen to this episode more than once, just so that this stuff can really sink in. As I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, again, my schedule is very, very tight. I will try to do these episodes as often as I can until the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, I expect to go back to once a week, because I get very, very excited to talk to you guys, and I want to share with you all the information I have, and I want to help you guys in your business so that you guys can grow and be successful. That's it. I think I'm pretty much done. I want to thank you all for listening. Please subscribe and rate. Follow me on Instagram at BusinessWise Podcast, and let me know any topics you would like discussed.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.